Radio Prague News.
Four people missing after a huge explosion at a Czech explosives plant on Wednesday are feared dead. The police are investigating the apparent suicide of a fellow officer from the country's anti-corruption unit. And the cabinet has agreed the framework for capping spending in the aim of balancing the budget by 2016. The emergency rescue services say there is little chance that four people missing after an accident at an explosives plant in East Bohemia on Wednesday could still be found alive. A huge explosion heard as far as 20 kilometers away leveled a building at Explosia in the Pardubice area. Firefighters and rescue teams with sniffer dogs labored for 7 hours to find any sign of the four, who are believed to be buried under the rubble. In the blast, 8 others suffered slight injuries. 7 were treated on site by ambulance personnel. Their injuries included cuts from broken glass, while 2 people had suffered shock. Explosia said the accident involved nitroglycerin used as an agent in explosives manufacture. Firefighters called off the search on Wednesday afternoon when it was hampered by the danger of additional explosions. The search for the missing is to resume on Thursday. The police are investigating the apparent suicide of a fellow officer from the country's anti-corruption unit. The man shot himself in broad daylight on Monday in Prague's Letná Park, not far from the Interior Ministry. The elite detective was the head of a section investigating money laundering and tax evasion, but had been dismissed on the suspicion of mishandling funds that are used, for example, to pay off informants. Officials said all the same that no concrete motive was apparent and the officer left no suicide note. An autopsy has been ordered. The Czech government has agreed on spending for the fiscal period of 2012 through 2014, with expenditure from the state budget and state funds set at levels that could allow a balanced budget within 5 years. The finance minister Miroslav Kalousek revealed the information after the cabinet's meeting on Wednesday. The framework agreed will see the deficit meet 3.5% of GDP next year, 2.9% in 2013, and 1.9% in 2014. The finance minister stressed that the agreement showed fiscal discipline on the part of the government, saying that if the economy improved and revenues increased, the extra funds would be added to lower the deficit. Prague's Archbishop Dominik Duka has indicated that 3 new bells could soon be added to Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral as replacements for original ones which bore the names Maria, Dominik and Ježiš that were requisitioned during the First World War but never replaced. 3 spots in the rafters of the cathedral have been empty ever since. The replacements are expected to cost 1.6 million crowns. City Hall, Prague Castle Administration and a number of professors from Prague's Technical University have pledged to help raise the money necessary for the project. In other news, the renowned American novelist Don DeLillo gave a reading on Tuesday at the American Center, an event organized in part of this year's Prague's Writers' Festival. DeLillo, the author of acclaimed and highly influential novels such as White Noise, Underworld, and Mao II, usually avoids festivals, the PWF's spokesman confirmed. A day earlier, Mr. DeLillo also signed copies of his work for readers at a major Prague bookstore. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's all the news for now.